proud of Jimmy Clausen for winning the battle that he did to become the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears, and he should be proud of the things he's done coming into OTAs, learning the offense, you know, taking the time, the extra time to really study it and learn it and understand it. And, you know, he's still got work to do, but at the same time, you know, he did a nice job. And on Jordan Palmer, you know, he'd spent a lot of time with the young guys or the new receivers coming in, the young guys that we signed over the off season and during training camp, trying to get them up to speed because he knew he was going to be playing with them. And so he was working on their splits and working on their routes and what he was expecting. And so we appreciate that from him. When you talk about the Seattle game, you know, we didn't do the things we had to do early. There was plays there that we normally make, guys normally make, that you see week in and week out that we didn't make. And as Mark said, there was energy. I think the preparation was right, and the guys worked at it to be mentally and physically ready for the game. But a couple of contested catches, a block here and there, and we didn't put it in the end zone, and that's our job to do, and we didn't do it, and we had opportunities to do it, and we had opportunities on third down that were inches away from making the play, and that's what we talk about all the time in practice, that it's a game of inches, and the inches in this point were, you know, the ball was 3 inches away from our fingers, or our route was a yard off, or the block was a half a man, and it wasn't quite good enough, and those are the things that you have to get fixed, and we'll get that done. But this week we got back to work, and the priority was to work on our fundamentals, not just plays and how we run them, but really concentrate on fundamentals and make sure that we're solid going into the season. So that's what we've been doing. Our number one goal for preseason is always picking the team. You got to remember that. Is we have to make sure we pick the right 53 or the right amount on offense, whatever that number ends up being with the split on defense and special teams. So we're constantly evaluating. We're constantly saying, would it be better to have this player, player X or player Z, for what we're trying to get done this season? And the good thing is on offense, we're in a situation where we're going to have to let a player or two go that we'd like to have on the football team. And I can't say that about a year ago. This year is a little different, and it's going to be a tough cut down next week.